are listening live to the program. Your teams, your town, your program.
Basketball, give me the ball because I'm gonna dunk it.
Reeves dribbling right, all the way to the middle. D'Lo for three, got it. Huge three for Russell, puts the Lakers up by four with 50 seconds remaining.
Swing it to Keegan, going for another one. He hits it from the line drive on the right wing. That's the eighth three-pointer that Keegan Murray has made in 13 attempts. He has 32 points.
And now, the new host of Are You Smarter Than a Sports Talk Fatty, Seren Petro.
Right you are, Kay. Right you are. Petro on the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thanks for joining us here on a beautiful, spectacular, I'm sure Curtis will whine that it's a few degrees too hot.
Idyllic.
You know, I've got a bit of a weight problem and like a little chillier. You okay with the weather?
I'm wonderful.
Yeah, we can
guy who
cross that off
immediately is the one who turns the AC up when he walks in.
Puts the shades down. Touche. Much to get to today. Banning former Tigers. Hiring current Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Where to begin? It's a veritable smorgasbord of topics. NFL draft
not
right around the corner.
Not getting people jobs because of trust.
Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
You might be talking about.
All kinds of stuff.
Let me. Of course, NBA play-in tournament started last night. I appreciated the fact that when they weren't talking about the Cowboys, Get Up Today still did 15 minutes on whether or not the Warriors can win the championship this year. How big a threat are the Warriors? And I thought 15 minutes for a team that's already been eliminated is a little much.
Yeah.
But they're committed
to
talking
to
Cowboys as much as possible.
Yep.
And then after that, they turn their attention to the Warriors and Lakers. When they're obvious championship runs. I just thought it was curious. You know, the Lakers won.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, well, maybe this is all going to be Lakers. But no, it's mostly about the Warriors. And, you know, they went around the circle. Only, to their credit, only one of the four panel members thought the Warriors could still do it.
And they also debated how much that would have to do with Dak Prescott getting a new contract.
Can the Warriors still win it if Prescott renegotiates? We go to you, Marcus Spears. Legler, you're on deck. I'm a fan. I know the names.
Yeah. But there is kind of a, come on.
Well, you know, listen, I'm not afraid to say it. We head into the doldrums of sports talk. Football dominates so much that people want to just go door-to-door, wall-to-wall football.
Yeah.
And there are other things going on, you know, and you got to find them.
Yes.
We've looked.
Or,
and I'll tell you
if
what
you're
we
them,
found.
You don't.
Yeah. I'll tell you what we found. We have found the fact that there is an incredible event coming up.
Yes.
The Advent Health Championship. We're going to talk to our buddy Rick Amos coming up here a little bit later on. He is the man who puts on that tournament, the tournament director for Advent Health Championship. It's coming to Blue Hills Country Club out on about 127th-ish in State Line,
mm-hmm.
Blue Hills, the entrance in that range. And it's a great event. We'll be broadcasting out there. Coming up here in May, it is the 16th through 19th. Events really start about the 13th with all kinds of things going on. They're looking for volunteers, host families. Of course, if you want to buy tickets, you can just go right now to the AdventHealthChampionship.com website. They got a great website. Anyway, we'll talk to Rick about that as we want to get the word out. We're less than a month away, not just a few weeks away, and we'll broadcast live there on the first Thursday of the tournament. So the Korn Ferry Tour coming again to Kansas City, and kudos to everybody there. They do a fantastic job putting that tournament on. It's really cool. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm the biggest golf fan in the world. I'm not. I love the history of the majors. I like the majors. I like the The Players' Championship kind of brings me in a little bit because I know it's a big deal to the golfers. I'm amazed by the talents and the skills. Certainly the ongoing story of LIV versus PGA is compelling. But a chance to watch guys that are incredibly good right up close, right up front and center. Pretty kick-ass.
Yep.
So if you have even an inkling, well, you didn't have to be a big golf fan, you'll be impressed. It's a cool time. Everybody's got a great attitude, having fun, enjoying some great golf. We'll talk to Rick about that coming up here in a little bit. Todd Lebo will join us in the three. We'll get some Lebo sounds, some Todd talks. I'll also play the feud. So we'll need a contestant. So if you think you can do it, get ready, because we'll need a contestant in the 3 o'clock hour. Frank Bull with Frank Opinions in the 4 o'clock hour. 5
o'clock.
Triumphant
return.
Triumphant return from vacation.
From a vacay.
Which he's been on one for 10 years. I don't understand why.
Yeah, I don't know.
What was going on. But
I don't know how that differs from his normal life.
The Godfather returns.
He does.
To his chair. Here in the 4 o'clock hour. And Jack Maloney, national NBA writer for CBS Sports, will be with us. We'll talk a little bit of WNBA as well. He covers the WNBA. We'll talk to Jack about what to expect with these NBA playoffs. Did you watch? Did you watch the play-in tournaments last night?
I
put that out as a poll question.
I did, but I forgot that they were on for a while. And then, oh, yes, games. And then I did watch. Probably from the midway point of the early fourth quarter of the first game.
Okay.
And sailed through.
And do you have Laker fever?
I don't. I haven't really had Laker fever for about 20 years.
Are they still your team, though?
Yes, but maybe I'm waiting for a dynamic that's never going to happen again. But I stated this back when they won it in 20, that it didn't feel like the Lakers won the NBA championship. It felt like a bunch of guys wearing Laker jerseys. I felt like I was watching my Lakers in the Shaq and Kobe days. And, of course, you know, the inspiration from that was the Showtime era. I kind of felt that again in that early 2000s. There's just no connection between me and that team at an emotional level. But it's still the Lakers, and it doesn't feel the same, if that makes sense.
It makes sense.
And that may never – maybe it won't happen because that's just the way the way teams are put together today. And there may not be ever be a Lakers team that I feel quite that way about.
Jockey, you played basketball in college.
Yes, sir.
I assume you're a fan of the NBA.
Yes.
Younger people tend to be, much more so than people our age, although Curtis and I are fans. Adam's a fan. But many people our age are not. It's definitely got the younger crowd to it. You live in Kansas City. There's no team. What team do you root for?
I'm a Lakers fan as well.
How did you become a Lakers fan?
My dad was a Lakers fan in the Magic days. And then
you're stuck with one of us.
Yeah.
Your dad's a smart man. The more I hear about him, the more I'm impressed.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
So you are a Laker fan?
Yes, I am.
So were you watching the game last night?
Yes, I watched every second.
Were you fired up?
I was.
Okay.
Not at the start, but once we went on a good run in the third quarter, I was feeling pretty good.
Part of the reason also I'm not is that I don't see this as a championship team. If they had put enough – if this was a one or a two seed team that was legitimately playing really good basketball, I might feel a little bit differently about it. But I watched that team last night and went, they're not beating Denver.
Who did they beat in the first round last year?
The Grizzlies.
Yeah.
So they rose up last year to a degree. They got all the way to the conference finals.
They did. That's true. That's true. They were.
So what do they need to prove to you?
But I didn't feel that. I didn't feel that last year either. Until they got that run going, I felt a little bit more. But this team just doesn't feel like that.
I'm playing devil's advocate. I did not feel it either. I didn't think they had a chance against the Nuggets, and I don't think they did. And I don't think they have a chance against the Nuggets this year. And I don't think they have a chance against the Celtics. If I'm wrong about the Nuggets,
yeah.
But you know, they are at least a challenger. I don't understand if they're good enough. It is a flaw with the NBA. If they're good enough to get out of the play-in round and then win a series, why can they not get in the top six over the course of the regular season? Right? Like, if you can, like, bring LeBron played 71 games this year. Anthony Davis was largely healthy the entire year.
Play.
I would say about as many. I'm
as many as you'd expect. Yeah, I wasn't sure. I'm not asking rhetorically. I genuinely don't know.
No, and I'm gonna tell you. But I'm with you.
Davis played 76 games, amazingly.
Yeah, as I told you.
Yeah,
he played. They had their stars.
Their top line was available for most of the season.
They had their stars, and they came in seventh.
Yeah.
No, they came in eighth because they had to go on the road to New Orleans.
They ended up getting the seventh.
I'm looking at the standings. They bumped up because of the win against them.
Right.
But they finished eighth. Like, what is that? Like, but now they're going to bear down? I mean, to me, they're the greatest example. If they go again to the Western Conference Finals, the NBA season is too damn long.
Well, it happened. A play-in team went all the way to the finals out of the East. They won the East last year, the Heat.
Yeah, they seem to be kind of one of those teams that, I don't know, it was constructed right, or the coaching is fantastic. I mean, Spoelstra is a Hall of Famer. They seem to be more built for that type of run because they did it in the COVID year as well. The Lakers, I don't know what to expect from Darvin Ham. What is he as a coach? I have no idea.
Well, you,
if 47 team win teams have gotten to the finals before. This, I mean, they're not from a position where you don't see it. I just don't feel that vibe from this particular team.
To a degree, if you're going to coach LeBron James, you're a little bit more baseball manager.
Right.
I mean,
modern day baseball manager,
yeah.
Not taskmaster from the
well, just like
the Whitey Herzog type manager.
Yeah, here's the numbers, here's the lineup, but it's LeBron's team. I mean, it's obvious the Lakers have sold their soul to LeBron James, good or bad, right or wrong. It's netted him one title since he got there, albeit a pandemic title. I don't know what to make of it when they played in one building, everybody. Mm-hmm. But it did net him a championship. But yeah, I don't know. It does. And maybe it's just we're old. We're tired.
Yeah, could be.
You know, the problem is us, and it's not the NBA, because, like, that's just the reality of the world. Like, it's different now. Guys move around. And the idea that they're going to play together their whole career is gone. I don't think I'm like that, because I love NFL free agency. I love MLB free agency. When they finally get off their ass and get around to it sometime in, like, you know, late March and signing guys. But the NBA free agency is the best. So I do like the movement of teams. I don't know why I don't, and I'm not a LeBron hater. I'm not Team Jordan against LeBron. I don't know why that team is so uncompelling, but it is. It does not, for me, I get it because it's your team of your youth, right? You're still in your formative years of fandom. But it does not reach to me. I don't know why. And I feel bad. I feel empty. Yeah. I'd love to be fired up and ready for a big run. And maybe we've gotten so old, and as a kid you can root for a team that's out of town. But as you get older and you have more things going on and it's all entrenched where you live, you can't keep rooting for a team that's in L.A. the way you did as a kid.
Adam, go ahead.
I was just going to say, for whatever it's worth, I've always been that way with the NBA. When the Sonics moved to the Thunder, now Oklahoma City had a team temporarily because of Hurricane Katrina, they had the Hornets, but when Oklahoma City got a permanent team, I tried to latch on to them. I've always just watched the NBA as just an amazing, fun.
So you don't have a team?
I do not have a team, and I tried to invest emotionally into the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I
why
got
didn't
nothing.
You buy into, like, the Sixers with Embiid? Or
I just never did.
You know,
just,
where did Wiggins go first? The T-Wolves? Or something?
Yeah. I did that for a little bit. I mean, as a kid, I remember a little bit of the Suns series in 93, but I mostly remember Jordan's second go-around with the Bulls. And I liked them then, but I never latched on to a team. Even during that Shaq and Kobe era, I just always loved watching the sport. And for me, it's always been a nice little respite because I can just enjoy it. Because, you know, when the Chiefs or when the Royals are in the playoffs, like, when your team's in the playoffs, it's fun, but it can be a little gut-wrenching at times, and I don't have to deal with that in the NBA. I can just enjoy it.
I have much more of an affinity, much more of an emotional attachment to that group of Warriors teams, the 15 to 18, and then again when they came back and beat Boston, than I have with any iteration of the LeBron Lakers. And that's a Western Conference, you know, rival, so to speak. And I actually got, you know, those Warriors teams made me feel like I was watching, like, by the time they got to 18, like, I love this team. I love this style of ball. Love the players that are on it. I think Kerr's great. I'm not a Warrior fan over a Laker fan. If they played in the Western Conference Finals, I'd root for the Lakers. But I guess I would.
I think it's interesting what Adam said, because I do feel like for hockey, when I was getting ready to go to school and I said, okay, I'm gonna go to broadcasting, I'm gonna do that. I'm like, well, I better learn hockey. Right? Like, if I'm going to do Sports Center one day, I better learn hockey. I didn't really, sports talk radio didn't really exist.
Yeah.
You know, it was here, I think.
Existed in a couple of places.
Yeah, a little bit. We had one show. I think Ed Beeler might have been on when I went to college. And so this wasn't really a path that I thought of. And so I'm like, okay, well, I better learn hockey. I'm like, well, I'll watch hockey. And so I sat down, like, my junior year of high school or senior year of high school, and I'm like, okay, I'm a hockey fan. No. Lasted like two games.
Would have been
like not interested. This
been
sucks.
During the Edmonton, still would have been right around the time Gretzky made the move. Yeah,
the 80s. And so then I was like, okay, I'm going to pick a team to root for, and I decided I'm going to root for the Devils. Because I learned about the team before they were the Devils. They were the Rockies. Before they were the Colorado Rockies, they were the Kansas City Scouts. So the New Jersey Devils are the Kansas City Scouts. The Scouts are the expansion team. They moved twice. They're the New Jersey Devils. But okay, I'll be a Devils fan, and I'll be a Blues fan because they're the closest team. I don't have that fixation with St. Louis.
Right.
Okay?
Same.
That's not a thing for me. And so I tried that, and I was like, it was all right. It got me watching games. I kind of followed it. But what really drew me in, to your point about if you're already drawn in, I give you credit, because what really made me a fan was when the Blades came to town.
Yep.
The Blades were the IHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks. But when they came, I had a Kansas City connection to a team like the Devils, because the Sharks IHL affiliate was in Kansas City. And I got to be a fan of a team from day one. Now, I'm not going to tell you I watched every game of their deplorable early years. I did not. But I became a fan. And as they got good, I became a fan, and I was. I had the NHL package. They suck now. I was like, I can save some money there. I don't need to watch them get their ass kicked all the time at, you know, 1 a.m., okay? So I'm not watching a lot of Sharks games these days. But that's what drew me in. I had a hook, and then they got good. Those are the two things. You got to have a hook for Jockey was his dad, right? And they
got
to be good.
They've got almost 20 games this year.
I think one thing that helped...
Couldn't even tank right to get the kid who went to Chicago last year.
Yeah. One thing that I think helped draw me into the NBA, even though we didn't have a local team, is we did have WGN growing up, and the greatest player in the world was playing. You could see local games.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You could see all the Bulls games, not just when they were on back then NBC or ESPN or TNT. You could see every Bulls game because they're on WGN.
Yeah.
That helped draw me in a lot.
Yeah, that is good. But listen... I love playoff in any sport, and elimination ball is great. One of the teams is going to get eliminated in every one of these play-in games. I give the NBA credit. They tried a new idea that every old-timer says sucks, and every old-timer's wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's great.
It gives great drama in one game last night, not much in the other, but the end of that Laker game is until Russell hits the three, you're like, what's happening here? And they hit it. They made the big play. So that was great theater.
Yeah, I thought it was great. 913-3810-810. All right, I'm going to get into Jontay Porter. He's banned from the NBA. Why? Because betting's legal. That's why. We'll talk about that. 913-3810-810. I'm going to get into the Chiefs draft as well. We'll take your phone calls next here in the program. You're in the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. NBA play-in games off and running last night. More of them tonight. Take your phone calls here. We got a busy day today. Let's get as many in as we can. We'll start with Scott. You're in the program. Scott, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, hi, Sren. Thanks for taking my call. Great to be on with you guys today. I wanted to take a stab or a guess at why you don't find the Lakers compelling.
Okay.
And I think it's this. I think it's LeBron. He is great at every aspect of the game, just every single aspect of the game he is just great at. But when I ask myself what facet of the game that he has is inspiring, I come up empty. It's like, what did he bring to the NBA that wasn't there before? And when you think about, you know, Lakers fans, when they think about Magic and Shaq and Kobe and Kareem, they brought stuff that was really compelling in one aspect of the game. And LeBron is great at everything, but it's just like you get stuck when you think about what's that part of the game that he brings that you just can't wait to see. He does everything great, but
I think you're onto something. Listen, usually I sit in this chair and my first reaction is to figure out why you're wrong. And so that was my first thought. And I'm like, no, because if you go to LeBron, and I would even say he's not great. I'd say he's very good at everything.
Yes.
Right? Good to very good at everything. Because if you go to his page.
The end result is greatness.
Yeah, and the end result is greatness. He is a great player. Hall of Fame player. One of the five best players of all time. Arguably the greatest player of all time. An argument can be made, for sure. Yeah. But when you look at his, to your point about where has he shined brighter than anyone, there's almost no black ink on his basketball reference page. And if people go to baseball reference, basketball reference is the same thing for the NBA. And the black ink is when you led a league in something. And, like, you know, you go to Mike Trout, he led an on-base percentage, two home run titles. George Brett, you know, all his batting titles, doubles, leaders, you know, run leader, all this black ink. He has almost no black ink. He doesn't win scoring titles. He doesn't win assist titles. He finishes seventh in assists. He finishes fourth in scoring. Yeah,
he has one scoring title and one assist title.
And that's it.
Wow. And that's it.
It adds up to by far the greatest VORP of all time.
Yes.
27 and 7 7.
But Scott, I think you hit on something like why is Steph Curry the best player ever? Nobody's the greatest shooter ever.
Yeah.
You know, like he's Michael Jordan was to some degree the greatest winner ever or the most acrobatic player ever. And I think LeBron, I think that's interesting. I think it's unfair to put it all on LeBron. I think the Lakers organization has some of it, but to your point, I think that's interesting. And Scott, thank you for the call.
He doesn't have a signature thing.
Right. And I think that might be part of the rub on him with people on the Jordan LeBron side of things. Paul, you're in the program. What's up, Paul?
Hey, Soran. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the time, rather. I wanted to call because, like you guys, I'm a lifelong Lakers fan, born and raised in Kansas City. But a lifelong Lakers fan.
Right.
I'm 35, so I'm older than Jockey, maybe a little younger than you fellas by a couple years.
But couple.
I want to really discuss, I mean, I'm a diehard fan. I was hyped as Jockey was last night for the win. But I will tell you, I think it does, for me, the past few years, it's taken a little more effort to follow the team because, number one, when season starts up in October, for the past 7 years, we've been in the thick of it with the Chiefs. And that sort of coincides with the Patrick Mahomes era, along with the LeBron James era for the Lakers. October, you're so sucked into what's going on with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Yeah.
That when you're not in the market, like I have to go out of my way to listen to ESPN LA because, you know, just, I appreciate when you guys talk about NBA, but not everybody's talking about it every segment, every day.
Sure.
So I have to take time to listen to it. And it does take effort to, you know, listen to a podcast for them or what have you. It's easy to get pulled away from that when our local teams are going crazy, whether it was the Royals 10 years ago or the Chiefs the past 7 years. So that might be part of it. We've been so sucked into the Mahomes vortex, which has been amazing, but it also takes some time to pay attention to this other team out on the West Coast that's not in our market.
I think that's a great point, and I appreciate the call. Thank you very much, Paul. I think there's a lot of truth to that. Like, listen, college basketball here is suffering because the Chiefs won't stop playing until mid-February.
So like, in the parade.
We're almost to the tournament by the time you can put all your energy into your college basketball team. So, yeah, I think there's real validity to that. I think even the college football teams suffer. Right, they go up against the Chiefs. Like, okay, they're the appetizer Saturdays for the Chiefs.
But Monday, our shows are Chiefs.
Yeah,
because that's what happened.
And so I think there is, you know, listen, like we always say, it's almost never just one thing. It's always many things. I do think the fact that all the people that come together, their story starts elsewhere. Like, I get it that free agency is part of it, but the Warriors' story has Steph Curry there from the beginning. Klay Thompson there from the beginning. Yes, Kevin Durant came and went, right? But there's a core
Draymond.
To it. Draymond.
Love him or hate him.
Yeah.
He's been there for every one of those things.
There's a core to it.
Yeah.
Right? And so I think that is a little bit of what's missing in that situation as well.
Welcome back. You're on the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Sorrent Petro, Curtis Siebel, Adam Dravetta with you. Got a great event coming up. It's right around the corner, May 13th through the 19th, coming up at the Blue Hills Country Club. It is the Advent Health Championship. It is one of my favorite events here in Kansas City. I hate to say it because it's growing all the time. I still think it's somewhat of a hidden gem, somewhat of a great secret. I don't know that I want everybody to come because I absolutely adore going out to this tournament. And look, I'm usually just a majors watch the majors kind of guy. I'm not going to sit here and pretend I'm the biggest golf fan in the world, but if I can go to the tournament like I can do this, God, what a great experience it is. They just do a great job out there. And the man who puts it all on, friend of the program, Rick Amos is with us. He's the tournament director for the Advent Health Championship. He joins us right now here in the program. Rick, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Sorrent, I'm doing great. How are you today?
Well, I'm excited. You know, I love your tournament. I think it's absolutely fantastic. I try to get out there as many days as I can, and it's really right around the corner. I assume everything's ready to go, and you've just got your feet on a table, right?
I wish I could say that, Sorrent, but yes, we love our partnership with 810 and appreciate all you guys do for us. I will tell you, as ready as we may not be, we will be ready, but I will tell you what is more ready than it has ever been at this stage of us being at Blue Hills is the course. The course is probably 4 weeks ahead of where it was last year at this time. It is, I'm overlooking the view of the course right now with all the golfers out there. It is green. It is beautiful. It is spectacular. So let's just hope this weather trend continues right through May 20th.
Yeah, we'll get all our rain when we need it, and then we'll get beautiful sunshine and beautiful days when the tournament rolls around. That's how it always works here in the Midwest. The days you want to be sunny
right.
are always sunny and beautiful, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. We want to get back to the point of April showers bringing the May flowers and the May sun for the golf tournament. That's what we're hoping for this year.
Well, listen, I've been there when it's beautiful. I've been there when it's rainy, and I've never had a bad time. It is, like I said, I can't express, it's such a great Kansas City event. And I think it brings out so many great people from Kansas City. Let's talk about the ways, a couple of things. One, volunteers. If you like golf, if you like being outside, you guys need volunteers, right?
We do. We are still looking for volunteers. Volunteer is an unbelievable experience. If there's not too many opportunities that you can't get up and close with the guys and the players out here, but volunteering is certainly one of those. And it's all aspects. It's from on-course marshals. It's working hospitality areas. It's letting people in and out of the clubhouse. I mean, it is a little bit of everything. And when you volunteer, there is a $55 charge to volunteer. But you get an $80 Adidas polo. You get an Adidas cap. You get all the food and beverage while you're here. You get tournament. You get tickets to come back to the tournament. And if you work a minimum of 3 shifts, 12 hours, then you get to come back and play the golf course on July 22nd this year, which is our volunteer play day. So far more value than what you're investing to come work in them. Amazing Kansas City event.
And you're putting on a great event here on the Korn Ferry Tour that celebrates Kansas City, shows off Kansas City, and promotes Kansas City. So you're giving back to your community in numerous ways. And as you said, lots and lots of goodies that come with it. Where? Just go to the main website, AdventHealthChampionship.com.
Yep, just go to the website and you can register there. And, that's the key concern, what you said is, the PGA Tour and Korn Ferry Tour is all about giving back to the community. And so, we're not making money on our volunteer experience. We're basically covering our costs and maybe not even so, but we have to do that. So when we get to the bottom line, we're giving back money to charity. And that's the ultimate goal of the PGA Tour and all the events associated with the PGA Tour.
By the way, I was like, why am I wanting to say American? It's because the other golf tournament that I get to do things with is the American Century Championship. And listen, I love that tournament, but I got to be honest with you. Getting there is hard. This is right in our backyard at Blue Hills Country Club, and it's the same kind of experience. I mean, it is great to be there to see. And listen, does anybody ever complain about how close you get to the action? Like, I am always amazed at how the guy is literally right in front of me when he's teeing off. When I'm there, I cannot believe how close you get to the actual golf.
Well, you have, whether you're in a hospitality area or whether you're out walking the course, Blue Hills is an amazing course, very easy to walk. All the action is right on top. But yeah, you're up close and personal. You're not, you know, as much as I would love people to be 10 and 12 deep in the galleries, like you see at the Masters and other events like that, you're going to get up close and personal with guys that are going to play here this year, and next year they're going to be winning on the PGA Tour, and we've already had that happen to us this year.
Yeah.
So it's great. It's a great opportunity to get up close and personal.
You mentioned guys winning last year's champ, right, has already won on the PGA Tour this year. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have two guys that were in our top 10, maybe more. I haven't looked recently, but Grayson Murray, our champion last year, has already won on the PGA Tour, held his own, made the cut at the Masters last week, and then Jake Knapp played in the Masters. He was top 10 here last year. I think he was ninth, and he's already won on the PGA Tour. So these guys are showing up on the Korn Ferry Tour. They're showing up in Kansas City and our other events, and they're ready to win. They're not only ready to win here, they're ready to go to the PGA Tour and win quickly, and we're seeing that more. We're seeing that faster and quicker than I think we've ever seen it in the history of professional golf.
I was amazed. The caliber of golf is really high. And watching guys, like so many guys were hitting great shots. I found myself rooting for somebody to be in a bad spot to watch them work out and just how brilliant they are coming out of the rough, coming out of the bunkers. It is. The golf is fantastic. The vibe is like a big party for everybody, including like, tell me about Eagles on 18, first of all.
Yeah, so we've got a new thing we're doing this year on the 18th hole. So 18th hole is a par five. If you've been familiar with, Sorin, last week you were at the Masters, you were at Nick and Jake's, doing a live broadcast there, and the bar was going crazy every time someone got an eagle and they got a $10 coupon to Nick and Jake's. Well, we were talking with Kevin Timmons from Nick and Jake's, a great partner and friend of ours, a few months ago, and he said, what if we did that at the tournament? So new for this year, Eagles on 18. We're going to have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 2 to 5. You'll be out here this year on Thursday from 2 to 5. We're going to be sponsored. They'll be sponsored by Nick and Jake's, and they're going to have some afternoon appetizers. And any players that get an eagle, everybody that's in this hospitality area and has a ticket to the hospitality area will get a special offer from Nick and Jake's, which I think is going to be a $10 gift card to go into Nick and Jake's and enjoy some of their fine food and real drinks that they have there. We're doing the same thing on Friday with Johnny's, and then we've got a couple other partners on the weekend that we're doing it with. So Champions Club, you want to buy a Champions Club ticket, sit out and watch all the action as players come in on the 18th hole. We've got some great partners lined up for this year.
Yeah, shocking that Nick and Jake's and Johnny's would be a part of something that's promoting Kansas City. I mean, gosh, if you could just get either one of those fine establishments to do anything to promote Kansas City, holy cow. Those are, and obviously people know I'm joking because of all the great work that both those organizations do. I'm not shocked that they would be there. And I also know that if either one of those establishments are there, it's going to be a great time because they do nothing second rate. So that's awesome. And tickets, listen, I'm looking at the website right now. If you go to AdventHealthChampionship.com, by the way, I wish you could talk to all websites across the top about championship, tickets, hospitality, pro-am, sponsor, volunteer, shop. Literally everything you could want. What a novel concept, having a website that's intuitive and has all the buttons people would want right there. But if they do have problems beyond just that, tickets, what are we talking about for tickets and how do people get them?
So you can go on the website. You can order them right there. We've got a great ticketing partner. They're all digital. So you buy your ticket. Single day passes to the Champions Club are $225. That's all you can eat, all you can drink, starting at 10 a.m. through the end of the day. You get access to the clubhouse from 11 to 2. We have Blue Hills and their culinary staff providing the food for your lunch. And then you've got afternoon appetizers on Thursday by Nick and Jake's and Friday by Johnny's. And you go out there and you enjoy the action. You know, the bars are open in both locations. And it's just, you know, you're going to get your value back. And that's not even, you know, you don't have to stay in that skybox the whole time. You can grab a cocktail and you can go out and walk the course and watch some of these amazing players play golf. So, yeah, but just go to our website, AdventHealthChampionship.com. And our email address is our contact information. If you're a business that wants to bring a group out, we've got group packages, group tickets available that aren't on the website. Give us a call, Nicole Smith or myself, and we'll get you set up to come out and entertain. Great. I challenge people to find a better spot to do business development than in a hospitality area, on a golf course, on the beautiful days we're going to have in May.
Rick Amos is with us. He's the tournament director for the Advent Health Championship. It's right around the corner, but not too close. So trust me, you haven't missed anything. Coming up May 13th through the 19th, the tournament will be what? What would that be? 16, 17, 18, 19? Or
that 17? Is correct. Yep.
Yeah. Those are the tournament days.
16 to 19.
And then how about the Pro-Am?
Yep.
You guys always have a Pro-Am. If people want to be a part of that, how do they get involved?
Yep. So two things I want to highlight real quickly there. Our Women's Day, our first annual Women's Day on Monday, we have a women's nine-hole Pro-Am event for all skill levels. And you can reach out to us and contact us for information. We actually have a women's clinic as well, but it's sold out and we're on a waiting list. And then we have a luncheon following that's really going to hit on topics of women and sports and women using golf and sports for business development. It's a whole new thing that we're very excited about this year. And then our official Pro-Am that we have every year on Wednesday, we've still got some single spots and a couple teams available, which includes a concept shop shopping experience, 18 holes of golf with a pro, actually with two different pros, one on the front nine, one on the back nine. It's the ultimate business development opportunity to bring them out. And we even include a couple single day tickets to come back and watch the action. If you buy a Pro-Am team, you can have some single day tickets to come out on Thursday and hang out with you, Seren. So you can be here Wednesday and Thursday. Just block out your calendar now.
Yeah, I can't wait. We're going to be broadcasting live there on Thursday. So we're fired up as I get a, you know, nestle into the middle of the tournament and, you know, hopefully not annoy too many people while we talk about what's going on out there. And, of course, Jason Anderson's going to be there on Friday as well with the Zone. So we love this tournament. The program loves it. Sports Radio 810 loves it. It's a great event. And if you really love it, right, like we talked about volunteering, talk about the Pro-Am, you know, buying tickets, all the ways to get involved. But one of the other things that you can help out with is being a host family, right? These golfers are not flying around on private jets from tournament to tournament. They are making that, they're in that last step before they make the PGA. But, you know, a host family is something that really benefits the players, the tournament, and really our city as well. You're still looking for those, correct?
Yep, we're looking for host families. Yeah, you're exactly right. What you see on Full Swing is not what these guys are up to right now. So they are looking for housing. Obviously, we have some great hotel partners and get them some good rates. But, you know, if you want to really get up close with a player and a caddy or a caddy, you can host them. And, you know, really they come and go on their own. You know, really it's a bed, a place to sleep and showers what they're looking for. We've got a phenomenal list of host families, but we're always looking for more. We're actually doing something a little new this year as well. If you're a host family, you have the opportunity, based on availability, to come out on Thursday or Friday and walk inside the ropes with your player. And that's something new we've added this year, based on availability. We only have so many opportunities we can do that, but get signed up to host a family. And you know, you don't have to. It certainly would be great if you're close to Blue Hills, but we have host families from all over the city. And you know, the players are just looking for a good, warm place to stay. You know, they're typically in 26 different cities throughout the season. And so finding a nice home, nice and cozy, warm home is never a bad thing.
No. And again, tickets, the website, best way to go. Any other ways to get tickets? We want to make sure everybody gets a chance to be a part of it. Volunteering, everything, the website's the best way to go, right?
The website is on fire. It's up and ready to go. On there is our staff, myself, Nicole, our sales manager, Kristen, our championship manager. Our direct email addresses are on there. I believe our phone numbers are on there. Don't hesitate to reach out to any of us about anything you're interested in and however you want to get involved in this event. It is truly, you know, our goal is to make this another one of our amazing cornerstone events here in Kansas City. I can't miss, just like the American Royal Barbecue, just like the Big 12, just like opening day, just like the Chiefs opener. We want to be that event in May, and so that's what we're shooting for. And so we'll take all participants, all interests, all levels. GA tickets are out there as well. If you just want to come out and walk around, we're going to have great concessions, great catering partners this year for our concession stands. You know, you can get out here for as little as $10 and walk around.
Let me, I want to add a couple of things. One, I brought a friend of mine 2 or 3 years ago that was out here from Vegas, and he still talks about what a great time he had out there. So you're talking about a guy who lives in Las Vegas that has an endless supply of things to do. And one of the favorite things we've done that he always talks about is when I brought him out here, he happened to be in town visiting another friend. He actually was in Wichita visiting a friend who had moved to Wichita, came back up here, and he had the best time. So trust me, even people that have done lots and lots of things love it. It is a great experience. I'm also going to put in a plug for Rick himself. I've known Rick for a long time before he was even here at the Advent Health Championship. If you're volunteering, you're doing any work around this tournament, if Rick is running it, you're going to have a good time. You're going to be working with good people, and it'll be a great experience. So volunteering, buying tickets, going to it, I really can't. I mean, and I hope it means something, because Rick, again, I don't try to act as though I know everything about golf, because I don't. I know the history of the majors. And that's it. I love being at Nick and Jake's for the Masters, but I love this tournament. It's great, and I look forward to one day maybe being one of your host families. I would love to do that. I got kids taking up all the bedrooms right now, but get them off to college, and I would like to be one of your host families on down the road if you would have us, if we would make the cut.
You would definitely make the cut, Trent. I can only imagine, guys, the stories that you could share, and they would share right back with you. You're probably better. You might be better off for a caddy, because sometimes those caddies have really, really, really good stories that you might be more into than a player. But, Trent, in all seriousness, we have so many great partners. The list is too long to go on. You can see their logos on our website. You can see if your competitors on our website, but obviously we can't do it. And I wouldn't be where I am even before I started in golf, back in baseball, without the partnership that I've now had with Sports Radio 810 and where I've been involved now for probably going on 20-plus years. So appreciate all that you guys do, Chad and you, Stephen, Nate, Jason, Josh, everybody, Curtis. I can't forget Curtis, because I know how much Curtis
yep.
loves golf. So
yeah, okay.
Appreciate all that. I appreciate all that you guys have done for us over the years and will continue to do.
Well, thank you, Rick, and we love the tournament. And let's get to our Final Four special edition of the Final Four, brought to you by our friends at Family Leisure, K-10 and Ridgeview. You can find them online at familyleisure.com. If it involves family and fun, hot tubs, spas, pools, the best patio furniture you're going to find anywhere. Yes, and things like poker tables, pool tables, ping pong tables, they got it all. Family Leisure, K-10 and Ridgeview. Mention 810, save even more. Find them online at familyleisure.com. I will start you with this, Rick. Who's your favorite golfer growing up?
Growing up, Jack Nicklaus. He won the Masters my senior year in high school, 1986. So that was my senior year, Jack Nicklaus. So the Golden Bear. Don't have to go any further than that.
What's the best score you've ever carded?
Oh my gosh, Seren, come on now. I work in golf. I don't play golf. I'll throw a sub 90 out there just because I don't want to be embarrassed. 89, but I couldn't tell you where.
Okay.
And it may have only been 9 holes. I'm just going to throw that out right now.
All right. That's fine. We won't dig any deeper. We got the answer we were looking for. What's your favorite hole there at Blue Hills?
Oh, my gosh. My favorite hole is probably, oh, boy. I'm going to go number 14, the par 3, because that's where we have our Club 14 hospitality suites. And it is just, you know, it is just a great atmosphere to watch the guys hit shots at the pin. And just have a great afternoon. By the way, still have suites available there if people are interested.
And if I'm not mistaken, if I know that layout and I know it a little bit, that there's like several holes that kind of all come together right there. So it's a great spot to see a lot of the action, right?
Yeah, that is. If you stand on the tee box at 14, you can see the 13th green, the 17th green, 17th fairway. I mean, yes, it is one of my favorite spots on the course.
All right. So, again, get your suite right there, and you got one of the best spots. All right, and I'll leave you last with this. What's your favorite major of the four majors? What's number one on your list?
Well, working for the PGA Tour, I should probably say the one that's not the majors, which is the Players' Championship.
Okay.
But it's kind of a quasi-major.
Sure.
But there is no doubt. There is no doubt. It's the Masters. It's the Masters. It's my birthday weekend. Sunday was my birthday, and so I got to watch the Masters. It's there's no better tournament in my mind than the Masters.
Yeah, and I saw you at Nick and Jake's as the Masters. They always do a great job. And, of course, as we mentioned, they're going to be out there as well. The folks from Johnny's. This is KC's event. Come be a part of it. You don't want to miss it. Wherever you are, it will be worth the drive. Get all your information. They got great information, too, about like how the shuttles are going to work, where to park. It's all on the website. They've done a great job of really covering everything. AdventHealthChampionship.com. That's AdventHealthChampionship.com. Rick, it's so much, you know, I appreciate so much you coming on with us, and can't wait to see you there on that Thursday.
I appreciate the time, Seren. I know we got a lot of good things going in Kansas City right now, so taking the time for us means a lot. Thanks so much.
You bet. There he is, Rick Amos, Tournament Director for Advent Health Championship.
All right, who's the only player to hit four home runs in a game for the losing team? Brought to you by Good Sense.